In 1998, residents of the Nile River town of Abu Hamed, the northernmost location of onchocerciasis, or river blindness, in the world, began a community-directed treatment program of ivermectin, a medication that stems the infestation of worms. In 2012, treatment was halted after scientists found that following 8 years of annual treatment and 6 years of semi-annual treatment, there was no evidence of the disease or its transmission around Abu Hamed. Dr. Tariq Hijazi is a professor at Ohio University and was the lead author for the study. He says that his team studied three primary onchocerciasis endemic areas in Sudan and South Sudan. Hijazi, who was born and raised in Sudan, says these findings from northern Sudan are significant.
We now broke that disease is transmitted, so there's no more treatment in northern Sudan. And hopefully in a couple of years we'll be able to prove that the disease has been eliminated.
The disease will be officially declared eliminated in Abu Hamed after 3 years of mandatory post-treatment surveillance are complete, in accordance with World Health Organization guidelines. Hijazi says this marks the first time river blindness appears to have been completely eliminated in a large remote area, with over 100,000 people at risk in Abu Hamed.
It was very isolated. It's far away from any other endemic areas. It's in the middle of the Sahara Desert, basically, meaning that it's only confined to the Nile.
Onchocerciasis is transmitted by black flies that breed in fast-moving waterways. The flies serve as disease vectors, so when they bite humans, they deposit larvae under the skin that develop into adult worms. As the worms grow under the skin, they cause severe itching and discomfort. Hijazi says in South Sudan, the disease more closely resembles the West African strain, where blindness occurs. But not everyone with river blindness goes blind. Hijazi says that in Sudan, for example, people do not lose their eyesight from the disease. Instead, they suffer from what locals call soda, meaning that the limb appears completely black.
The interesting thing about the disease is that it was not a blinding disease. So you can barely see any blind people. But the skin reactions are exaggerated. So they are very severe skin reactions, where basically there is no blindness.
Scientists from the Carter Center, a U.S.-based NGO focused on health, human rights, and democracy initiatives, and the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention, attribute the global progress in eliminating the disease to ivermectin, the deworming medication. Experts like Dr. Mark Eberhard, a senior microbiologist with the CDC's Division of Parasitic Diseases and Malaria, say that this medicine, all on its own, is a bit of a miracle worker.
So again, just to clarify and be really clear, that when given long enough, often enough, and to a high percentage of the population, ivermectin can not only control the disease, but you can interrupt transmission.
According to the Carter Center, river blindness in Africa accounts for more than 99% of cases worldwide. Jill Craig for VOA News, Washington.